This is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca.
This is Rahab Alkna, a very brave new Canadian. And Rahab wanted Canadians to see that she's arrived after a new home, but she's had a very long and tiring journey.
Canada's foreign minister said Saturday after a young Saudi woman fled to Canada out of fear for her life that Canada believes very strongly that women's rights are human rights. 18-year-old Rehaf Mohammed Alkunin was greeted by the foreign minister Chrystia Freeland as she arrived from Thailand in the Canadian city of Toronto Saturday morning via Seoul, South Korea.
She wanted Canadians to see that she's here, that she's well, and that she's very, very happy. Although she did comment to me about cold, I told her it does get warmer.
Freeland added that granting asylum to Alkunin is part of a broader Canadian policy of supporting women and girls in Canada and around the world. Sounds of protesters outside the Constitutional Court building in Kinshasa. They are supporters of the Democratic Republic of Congo presidential runner-up, Martin Fayulu, who has challenged the outcome of the country's election in court, claiming he defeated opposition candidate Felix Tshisekedi by a wide margin. Fayulu's opposition coalition said Friday he captured 61% of the vote, citing figures from the Catholic Church, which placed 40,000 election observers across the Central African country. Fayulu called for a manual recount of the election. Palestinians took to the streets on Saturday to march at the funeral of a 44-year-old woman killed by Israeli troops during Gaza border protests yesterday. Gaza medics said the woman, identified as Amal Abu Sultan by Gaza's health ministry on Friday, was shot in the head.